If you want your business to grow, you will need to continue hiring people, and that can be uncomfortable sometimes. I had someone in my DMs yesterday who is inquiring about working with me, particularly signing up to one of my short courses on setting up your business to run without you, because that's what she wants to do. It's something that I have done several times myself. With every store that I opened in my 20s, I had to go through this period of my clients getting really comfortable with me and really liking me. And then when I started hiring team members in my business, I had to pass the clients on to the team members so that I could step out of the business and work on it instead of in it. And this is a fear that has come up for this person that I was speaking to. And it's so common, it's been so common with so many of my clients over the years, where they say, but my clients only want me. My clients literally only want me. Like, how can I pass them on to someone else? Like, I'll lose them. There's this fear of what they're going to miss out, or there's a fear of upsetting people. There's a fear of losing money that comes with this. And I just wanted to give a few quick tips if you are in this situation that might help you, if this is something that you want to do. So the truth is that the current clients that you have right now that are used to you, they love you, they trust you, maybe they've been coming to you for a long time, you have a really strong emotional connection with them. Yes, they are going to only want you. They are very connected to you, and they come to your business likely because of you, which is great. So they know you, they like you, they trust you. However, here's what you need to remember. If you want to keep your business growing, and if eventually you do want to set it up to run without you, when you have an employee in your business and you have a brand new client who comes in for the first time, and that new client goes with the new employee instead of you, they're going to make that emotional connection, that bond with the employee, with your team member instead. So there's going to be this transition period where when you hire someone and then you start getting new clients into your business, instead of you seeing them all and you trying to be the dominant one that, like, everybody knows you're the owner and everybody knows you're the best and blah 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 blah, which is what a lot of us tend to do because we get so attached to our businesses and our clients. You need to get the new clients going to the new staff member, and then they start to have that relationship with your team. It is absolutely possible to even own a business that people don't even know who you are, or your clients don't even know who you are, your clients don't even know who the owner is, because that's definitely what I did at some point of my salons as well. It's like, I don't even want people to know, like, that I'm a part of the team. Like, I just want to own the business and do the marketing. So that's possible as well. So trust is transferable. This is the next step that you need to remember. So if you do have clients that love you, that really, really love you, and then you have a team member that you've hired that you really, really love, as long as you trust the team member, as long as you believe in the team member, as long as you really, really know that that team member can look after and serve your clients as well as you. You've trained them well, or almost as well as you. Sometimes it's not exactly the same, but trust is transferable. So what I used to do is when I'd be doing someone's hair extensions for a year, they only trusted me with their extensions, and then I'd hire this new person and I'd be like, this person's going to do your hair extensions at your next appointment. Some of them are fine with it. They're like, okay. Some of them freak the fuck out. They're like, oh no, I don't want anyone else doing my hair. You're like, that's okay. She does my hair. I trust her. Like, look how good of a job she did. Da 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 da. And if you pass on your trust to this person, you hype them up, you talk them up, you reassure the client that it's going to be just as good or better than you doing it, and that they're going to love them, then if they trust you, they'll trust the other person. You may lose some clients, but you will also gain new ones. So you've always got to keep that long-term vision. Your vision needs to be greater than the current situation. That's my next point. If you have a dream to have multiple locations, or a really, really big, busy business that, yeah, you don't work in, or that kind of supports your lifestyle, you need to let that drive you rather than the current situation, or the fear of missing out, or the fear of upsetting people. So have a vision that is bigger than your current reality, and that needs to pull you towards it. It's going to help you to get through those uncomfortable growth periods as you go. And yeah, if you want to grow, you do need to move through these uncomfortable periods, because being in your comfort zone doesn't, like, comfortable, being comfortable doesn't equal being happy, and being comfortable doesn't equal growth, you know? So if you do want to keep growing, you will have to get to a point where you do things that scare the shit out of you. So that was my little hopefully helpful rant this morning. I just wanted to keep it short. If anyone is interested in setting up their business to run without them, I do have a 6-week course called 6 Weeks to Systemize and Step Out, which does show you exactly how to do that. Hi, Amara Beauty. So if you wanted to type in the comments interested, I can send you the information for that one. And yeah, hopefully have a great day, and I'll see you on another video soon.